next topic that we are going to discuss is smoking. Both if a person is allowed to smoke himself and if you're allowed to smoke around other people. And are you allowed to promote other people smoking, either by advertising it or by buying cigarettes for somebody or offering them a light if they ask for it or whatever. That's what we're going to be speaking about. Let me be makdim that I don't smoke. And I have really never smoked except once in my life. I don't know if I told this story here, or I know I told it in Mosh Moshav, but I'm going to mention it, and then we'll go on from there. So really, I have no compunction speaking about smokers. There are other things here that are maybe no gaya to me personally that I have more compunction speaking about. But smoking, I can open all the barrels. I don't know how many people here smoke. I think most people in the Moshav don't smoke. I just passed a bacher that I didn't realize smokes, and I asked him how long he's smoking, and somebody told me for quite a while already. Too bad he's not here. But if the people at least who are here who understand will be able to at least know what to tell other people if they see them starting smoking or continuing smoking or whatever. For some reason, I never got started smoking when I was a teenager. And when I was about 16, 17, it was 11th grade. And something happened in my yeshiva high school, and I decided that I wanted to rebel against my rebellion. So the way that I decided I'm going to rebel is to start smoking, which I don't really understand looking back on it, because both of my rebellion were chain smokers. So looking back, I can't really figure out why I decided that was the way I'm going to rebel against them. But in any case, so I went out and I bought what I thought was very mild cigarettes, because they were very, very thin. And they turned out to be cigarillos, thin cigars that looked like cigarettes. And I remember sitting in the Beis Medrash at about 11 o'clock at night, and I said, okay, here I go. I said, God, I'm hoping that somebody's going to walk in and see me sitting here and smoking, and that's going to be my rebellion. And I lit up one of these cigarillos, and I inhaled it, and I thought I was going to die. I started to choke. Nobody was around. I thought, that's it. They're going to find me dead in the Beis Medrash, right, with a cigarette pack next to me. This is not exactly what I intended to do. And I Baruch Hashem, I stopped choking, and I took those cigarettes and flushed them down the toilet, and that was the last cigarette I took in my life since then. Baruch Hashem. That I had such a bad experience and decided that there must be more pleasurable ways of rebelling, which I found, which I will not go into detail. And, what? And, so that's that. And therefore, it's very hard for me to really understand how anybody could smoke altogether. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it's like walking into a burning building and inhaling. It's and paying money for it yet too. But obviously there are many people that I know that smoke, both older than me and younger than me, and after going through halacha wise or whatever, there are many halachas that we'll see are nogeya here, including Hilchos Yontif also about smoking, and it doesn't make sense that somebody should have a heter to smoke bichlal. I'm going to quote you. I have two svarim here. One called Pe'er Tachas Efer. Okay, the same letters. Pe'er is glory and Efer is ashes. So it's a cute title for a book about smoking. I had a better one, that if they would have asked me, right? I had that, what's it called? Mala Oshon Kol Shehu. A person who is Mala Oshon can only be a Kol Shehu, can only be a nobody. Right? Somebody who smokes. Okay, in any case, you gotta do that. It's not kedai to. And the other sefer here is a sefer L'Riacha Kamocha that deals with things between man and man, and he has a whole chapter here on smoking. I want to go first through this one because he has letters from many gedolim. I want to read you what they say about smoking in general. Now, the problems here are, the issues are guarding your health, right? Are you allowed to smoke because it's dangerous to your health? And are you allowed to smoke around other people? Does it make a difference how much you smoke? Does it make a difference if the other people didn't mind and now they decided they do mind? Lamaisa, we know that there were tzaddikim in past generations that smoked. So what do we do with them? And are you allowed to smoke on yontif? That's a separate inyan, which we will discuss minimally because that's not really the purpose of this year. Okay. I'm going to tell you the dates. It's very significant, the dates. This tshuva was written by Ramosha Feinstein in Tufshin Mem Aleph. Tufshin Mem Aleph was 1981. Right, 1981. Okay. So it's not recent, but it's not that far in the past either. Okay. So Ramosha says like this. His question was, are people allowed to smoke in a base medrash, in a shul, where they learn, right? People learn together or whatever, and some people complain that the smoke is harmful to them and it's uncomfortable for them or whatever. Who has the rights? The person who's smoking or the person who protests because they don't want to have to inhale other people's smoke? So Moshe says like this, Hine kashu d'bar, shafilu im lekach shash sakona, v'chash choli, d'nefilu l'mishkot. So Moshe says, let's not discuss whether this is dangerous or not. Even if there's not going to be any danger to life, not even people are going to get sick enough to go into bed, what's called sickness, right? Even if there'd be no health hazard at all, it would just be that it's uncomfortable for people who aren't used to smoking to inhale other people's smoke. No danger at all. Still, it's the people who are smoking are prohibited from smoking. Why? Okay, it says, what's it called? That if you directly cause someone a damage or uncomfortable in a place where they have a right to be just as much as you have a right to be, right? If somebody comes into your house, you can do what you want in your house. And if they don't want to be there, they can leave. But here it's a base medrash. It's a shul. It's a workplace where people have as much right one to be as the other one. Then you can't do anything that damages the other person. It's not damaging his health. Damaging him because he's uncomfortable because of it. And what's it called? Therefore, it's usur for a person to smoke in a place, even if the only thing it'll cause is other people to be uncomfortable. And he considers it not only that, he considers it as what's it called, as if you would be damaging that person directly. And therefore, if you cause any damage that they would have to put an outlay of money for, doctor bills, because what's it called, they would have to go because they get a cough or something like that and have to buy things to remedy it, you'd have to pay for that, he says. You're not only a mazik in, you know, hashkafa, you're a mazik mamish, and you'd have to pay the expenses. That's what, it's not grumma, it's not indirect, it's direct. That's this tshuva for emotion.
Why is it?
Okay, hold the question until we finish all these things, okay? Because maybe they'll be answered this week. Okay. The Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva also. He is concerned with what's it called, whether you're allowed to smoke altogether. Okay, that's what this tshuva deals with. And he says that what's it called? Should not start smoking because it's obvious today. This tshuva was written in Tufshin Menches, 1988. And it's obvious that today science knows that cigarette smoking is very dangerous, and therefore a person should not start smoking, should not condition himself to smoking. And somebody's already conditioned, who's very hard, you know, to stop smoking just like this, should at least stop what's it called, gradually, until he's able to stop completely. And that person will be doing what's the wise thing to do. And he says, however, when it comes to smoking in public places, right, shuls, bate midrashos, places of work, or similar kinds of places, right, first of all, they shouldn't assume that if people say nothing, that it's okay with them. Because maybe they're saying nothing because they're embarrassed to say something, but really it bothers them, and they are damaging these people and doing something that's awesome, right? And there are people who are very sensitive that they can get sick from other people's ramish sick that you can see, not, you know, gradual kind of things that can, from secondary smoke. And this is an avera b'inam l'chavero. You are causing someone else damage, and Yom Kippur is not mechaper for that, unless you get the other person to forgive you. So it's a very serious avera. And he says, and it's a kol shekein. Now that it's clear from the greatest of doctors that there is a definite danger to life because of smoking, right, that he says that one should be mezariz the rabbonim and mashgichim in yeshivas, right, and they should keep their eyes open and not let their students start smoking so they don't get addicted to the smoking and then have a hard time stopping. So it's the responsibility of rabbonim and mashgichim and yeshivas to see to it that the students don't smoke, and surely don't start to smoke. And he says also there was a minig that when a guy got engaged, he used to give out mazel tov cigarettes. So he says that minig should be stopped, and they should give out candy instead. Okay. And mamtakim, he says candy or migdanos, right? The chara, a lot of people hold the candy is also not so healthy. So they should give out fruit or whatever. I saw one Rosh Yeshiva said he's not so much afraid of the first cigarette that the guy will smoke. He's afraid of the second one. That's the problem. So that's Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Scheinberg has a letter here. He writes the following. Asher nirahu d'yesh mokam gogel lehimona b'me'ishim b'yontif. First he says that there's a great reason to feel that you're not allowed to smoke on Yontif anymore. You see that it was an age-old machlokis, whether one's allowed to smoke on Yontif or not. Many poskim hold that even those who would originally said it was mutter 100 years ago, whatever, today would agree that it's osir because of the health ideas. And he says, right? And forget about Yontif. The more proper thing Rav Scheinberg says is that one shouldn't smoke during the week either. Since doctors are in agreement today that smoking is damaging to your health, right? Not only to the ones who smoke, even to the people surround them. And sakana, things that are dangerous to health, are even more serious than isurim. Ubiprat yesh lahakbir b'zevavatek tinsiyosu batim midrashos. Surely in a shul and a base medrash, because here he has another dimension. It's not just that you're damaging other people, because that would apply equally to places of work or whatever. Asher yesh b'zech shasho kalis rosh, because smoking in a shul or a base medrash is kalis rosh. Umevato mitzvah saseishol mora mikdash. Smoking in a shul is not the proper reverence for the shul. B'yichud azorkim badolei hasigariyot al haritzpa asher afda desam lo hayo osim kein. Especially there are people who throw cigarette butts on the floor of shuls and batei medrashos, which they wouldn't do in their own living room, which is a bizoyin for the shul. Right? That's what people do. Because of this halacha, I wasn't there, but somebody was thrown out of the yeshiva that I went to tells, way back in the beginning of its time here in America, the Rashi Yeshiva were very concerned about Kavod HaTorah and Kavod of a Beis Medrash or whatever. And one time the Rosh Shiva of Elie Meir Bloch walked into the Beis Medrash and he saw a cigarette butt on the floor. And he bent down and picked it up. And one of the Bachrim said, if the Rebbe wants a cigarette, I could give him one. That was the end of that guy's stay. Dropping cigarette butts on the floor is not covered of a shul or a base medrash. Well, Baruch Hashem, Rav Scheinberg says, this was also in 1988, this tshuva. Well, Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu, Shezachinu, the Yeshivaseinu Akdosha, in Torah Or, Kiblu Aleim Kol HaLomdin. I don't know if it's still like that today, but he said that all of the people learning our yeshiva, Ramakabal himself, Shem HaMuchrach, Verotza La'ashin, somebody who has to smoke, Eino Ma'ashin Ves HaMedrash. He only goes outside and smokes there, but in the base medrash, no one smokes. Not to harm other people. Okay. Still like that?
Okay.
Rav Waldenberg says the following, that the only perhaps heter, he's speaking about Yontif now, but I want it to really relate it to Yontif as such. He says that the only people who possibly could have a heter to smoke today are people who are so addicted to smoking that if they stop smoking, it would hurt them more on the short run, right, than all of the other long-term possible dangers of smoking. Their nerves, their what's it called, would be shot, and it would damage them more than the damage to their lungs in the long run. A person like that, perhaps, could smoke and even smoke on Yontif. But otherwise, he said, there's no heter to start smoking. Somebody who can stop, and it's not going to affect his health immediately in any kind of serious way. So obviously the effect to his health is going to be much greater in the long term than on the short term. Then that kind of person can't smoke, and he surely can't smoke on Yontif. He has another tshuva, and then there, this tshuva is from Tufshin Membeis. The first one was from Tufshin... Tufshin Memhei. I don't know why this one is. This one seemingly should have been after this one. I don't know. Okay, in any case. Here he says even more than that. He says, what's it called? That anyone who smokes is transgressing what the Rambam says, Hoel v'heyos haguf, bori v'sholim, midarkei Hashem hu, keeping the body healthy is one of the ways of serving the Rabban Shalom. The person has to distance himself from things that destroy his body. And not only that, the Rambam, what's it called, also says that a lot of things the Chachamim prohibited because they're a danger to life. And anybody who transgresses them and says, I'm doing it to myself, and what does anybody else have any right to tell me what to do? Right? If I want to put my life in danger, I can, right? You give him makas mardus. It's the basin's business to stop a person from saying that. And since he's over an isser, either a Torah isser or a rabbinic isser, you beat him until he stops smoking. Zosomera shemutu gamal acherim lahaniya oso mikach mikol becholim son shvidei. Other people have an achrayis to stop people from harming themselves. And that a Rambam is a halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. And the Shulchan Aruch also says, "Kol ha'over al dvarim elu kiyotzei b'hem." Va'omer hareini mesakin ba'atzmi u'mal acherim olai b'kach. Somebody who says it's my business and I can damage my health if I want to, and nobody else—it's not anybody else's business. O eno makbid b'kach, makin oso makas martus. V'hanizer b'hem tovel or birkas tov. And anybody who's careful with these things and doesn't do things that damage his health, right, or endanger him, he gets a bracha. Okay. Umatzino echad miyuchad shiyotzu lahasriya neged ha'ishim kvar lefnei asarot shani. This is something I never knew before. The Chafetz Chaim, in the early 1900s, wrote a sefer called, he wrote a mimer that was put into a sefer called Likutei Amorim. In Perek Yud Gimel, the Chafetz Chaim is speaking about other things, and in the midst of his talking about these other things, he starts talking about smoking. Shadidei came kovim mitzasno dabr dvarim v'teirim v'loshen hara. The Chafetz Chaim finds in smoking also something that leads to loshen hara. People stand around and smoke, right? Especially if you have to leave the base medrash to smoke. So you have all these guys standing outside taking their smoking break, and what do they do during a smoking break? Talk loshen hara, right? Bizbuz manu, bizbuz ksofim, it's a waste of time and a waste of money, says the Chofetz Chaim. And he writes the following. The agav da osi li yodai, odos ishun hasigarian, right? Says, since we're already talking about smoking cigarettes, where it's a waste of time, a waste of money,
and it leads a person to speak Lashon Hara in like coffee clatches, only cigarette clatches. So he says, let me speak to you a little bit about smoking. This again, it's in the beginning of the 1900s, the Chafetz Chaim. He says, Hinei kama rofim gozru omer shekomi shucholosh osu lahag lasasmu bazeh shemachnish kochosat. He said, the doctors at that time were saying that weak people shouldn't smoke, because it weakens them even more. Okay? They didn't yet know, in fact, still in the 1940s, there were studies, supposedly, that were funded by the cigarette companies, right, that said that smoking helps to stop cancer. Right? It is a deterrent to cancer to smoke. Okay? So, probably it deterred the cancers that you get when you're 90 or 100, right, because they killed you before you got there. In any case, there were studies in the 1940s that said that. So doctors weren't yet coming out and saying that cigarette smoking is dangerous or harmful or in general. But even then they were saying that weak people shouldn't, people who don't have, you know, strong constitutions, smoking weakens you and it weakens these people even more. Sometimes it could weaken a person to a point where his life is in danger. The Chassid spoke to many times to weak people like this about it. And they admitted that when they smoke, they feel even worse. It mamish weakens their whole body. But they said since they are accustomed, they're addicted to it, it's hard for them to stop. And I said to them, who gave you permission to get addicted to it? Who gave you permission to start this? Even though Chazal said that a person who damages himself doesn't have to pay himself for the damages, but it's not allowed to do it. You can't even damage yourself. You're not going to be chayiv to pay for it, obviously, but you're not allowed to do it. Firstly, because we have a mitzvah to watch our health, so you can't damage yourself, mutilate yourself, or whatever. The Rabban Hashem created the world for His honor. When He created us for His honor, and also the kolech of the chazdo koach kefitzarcho l'toras olalama, and He gives each person the strength to do what he has to do in this world. How can a person weaken that strength, which takes away his ability to function and do his mission in this world, right? Who gave him permission to do that? He was given this as a trust. And if smoking weakens a person and doesn't let him produce his potential, he's going to have to answer for that after 120 years. Okay. He says, and then in another place he says, Shechutz Mashem Azikim Leguf, aside from what smoking hurts your body, Piyadua Od Gormim Hezek L'Nishmaso Bitl Torah. It also causes Bitl Torah and other spiritual damages, and therefore smoking is not something a person should do. Therefore, Voldenberg says the following: Bashir al kein nir la niyastaiti sheish makom nirchav lesser saishun al pi halacha. Therefore, it seems to me that there's plenty of place to say that smoking is mamish aser al pi halacha. Ubi yuchud lahoris bezeh isur mena, and at least to say that you can't start smoking. Right? And anybody, what's it called? It hurts a person's nerves or whatever, and you need a tremendous amount of willpower to stop after you become addicted. Therefore, it's awesome to become addicted to this. And then he says, and after I got your manuscript and saw how much medical research has been done that shows the damage done to collateral damage of smoking to people who don't smoke but who are in proximity of people smoking, right? Ki ha'anashim ha'nimtzoim b'kirvas ma'ashen b'mkomos skurim, in closed places, k'gom b'mkomos avoda ulamos, in halls for simchas, right? Or klei rechav, or in a car, in a taxi. Somebody smoking and the other people are captives, in a closed place. Heim nepachim mashonim pasivim. Then you're causing these other people to be passive smokers. And it can cause these people problems with their breathing, coughing, right? It can even cause, pneumonia, right? And so it's not only that they're harming themselves, they're harming other people. And if they smoke in their house, they're harming their children, right? And their neighbors. Therefore, he says, people who smoke in public places like yeshivas, workplaces, public places like simcha halls or whatever, right? The schus is that, what's it called, for anybody who's there to protest, right? And to ask them to either leave or stop smoking. Because they are being damaged directly by these people. They have a right to demand that they stop. And he says, what's it called? And even mechila. 1 second. And it's not just if the person, what's it called, comes into somebody else's domain. But even in a place where everybody has equal rights to be there. In the Rishus HaRavim. Right? I have a right just as much as you to be there. And your smoking in that place is offensive to me and harmful to me. Right? Then I have a right to protest. You're doing it even in a place that isn't my place per se. But it's all our places. Everybody has a right to protest it. And even if people up until now didn't say anything, and they were mochel, they have a right to retract. There's no chazakas in these things. Well, for 20 years you didn't say anything. Now I know that it's damaging, and now I can't take it. I'm a little bit older. It bothers me. Whatever the excuse is, you don't even need an excuse. There's no such thing as a chazaka that if somebody did this until now and nobody said anything, that he can continue doing it. Right? As soon as somebody doesn't want it done, then he has to stop. And how much do you have to stay away? Right? There are all different kinds of things, and how far you have to be away from somebody else not to cause them damage. So he says, in this kind of thing, it's whatever the doctors say. Whatever the doctors say, that if you're far enough away, the other people won't be affected, that's how far you have to go away. And if there's no, what's it called, and you can't also say, Ramosha said before, well, if only one person's smoking in a big hall, it's not going to affect anybody, really. But you have a lot of people, but Ramosha says, therefore no one person can do it, because if he does it, then everybody can do it, and everybody is equally guilty. So you can't even have one person smoking in that kind of situation. That's for Baldenberg. Rav Moshe Stern, Zatzal, the Debreziner Rebbe, who's a postdoc in America, he says the following. Lefize lehalos oshon shibateh, echot, daskoma olu harofim, le'ein misper, she'oshon cigarette mazik leguf, olu ligro machlo shonos kosher sifedos. He said the doctors are unified in saying that cigarette smoking is dangerous and can bring on serious illnesses. We have a chiyuv, he says, to warn other people to watch out for their health. Many tzaddikim used to smoke. That's what's called in previous generations. You can't bring any proof from them. Why? What they did l'shem shemayim. Their kavanas were way beyond. People smoked today because they wanted to enjoy themselves. Maybe their kavanas were, who knows what, if they're real tzaddikim. If they weren't real tzaddikim, then who could bring rise from that anyway? But even real tzaddikim, they may have had very, very holy reasons why they smoke, right? And you can't learn from them and do the same thing. Shenis, chul shigadol yarda la'olam me'oz, the efshir shalohem lo hizik, the atabas ma'nerik v'armas. It could be that their constitution was different. That we have these halachas that in previous generations were stronger than the people are today. And therefore today it is damaging, and then it wasn't. Shlishis, right? There's another reason also. The life expectancy before didn't get these people to an age where they would get these diseases. Today, because people live longer, they get these diseases because they live long. Shlishis, the third reason he says, Ha'olav kulana, V'alo anu yodim shakama avir kol ir v'ir v'artos habris molayim ofer v'efer v'chol shar minei oshin ha'mazikin legu. He said, today, because of the cars and things, the air is polluted. So, anybody who just breathes normally already is ingesting and inhaling a lot of poisons. Add to that constant cigarette smoking, that's very dangerous. In those days, the air wasn't polluted as it is today. So just smoking itself may have not been enough to cause the diseases that it causes today. Compiled on top of what's it called of all the other pollution. So it used to be the lungs could take the cigarette smoking because it didn't have to take other pollution. But now it may be because of all the other pollutionists. And he says also the others. He doesn't say this. No. Okay. So that's what he says. And then there is Revolbi. That's out. Tufshin Mem Zayin. I guess all these are around the same time just when the book was put out. So he says, Revolbi writes to the following, to the Rabbonim of Kololim and Bnei Yeshivos. Right? To Rosh Yeshivas, Rosh Kololim, Avreichim, and Yeshiva Bacher. That's who the letter is to. Basi la'ores kvotchem lachus al chayechem lizor mi'ishum. I am asking you to be careful for your lives and be careful not to smoke. Harikol harofim ba'olim savachim kekruchia ki sakana rabba krucha b'ishin. All the doctors in the world scream like a crane that smoking is dangerous to your health. V'chol ha'takbulo shal tasiyas ha'sigarios li'asir sigarios and filterim l'mineihem ha'maginos kebiyochum b'fnei chomorim ha'gor min sardin rachlon shalom heim chavolim ki ein shum ha'gon b'fnei ha'chomorim re'ilim ha'nimtsoim b'tabak. So all the filters that they make and tell you that it's not dangerous is a bunch of baloney. There is no filter, he says, that filters out the poisons that are in the cigarettes. MSC, Gaone Eretz Gedorah Shulchanenu Hayim Ashnim. He also brings up, in previous generations, there were tzaddikim who smoked. Ach Iyev Shalom Leches Bikvoseim B'Seh. You can't follow in their footsteps in this. Mumichim Bali Shem Olami Omruli. She says, because people told me, that's what are called experts in the field, Shahayom Mechilus HaSigarius Rao Shalohi Chilu Bavar. The cigarettes that they smoked were not the same cigarettes, the commercial cigarettes today. It was plain, ordinary tobacco. Today, there is so many other ingredients that they put into the cigarettes, partially to get you addicted. They put things that addict you into the cigarettes. Hasib Lazuin Yodua, Ulahi Kluya Bof and Hayitzur. Why the tobacco then was different than today, he said, I don't know why, but it has something to do with the way that it's produced today. The manufacturing of cigarettes today is done, and things are added that make them much more dangerous than they were when they just had raw tobacco.
And the pesticides.
Right, okay, who knows what else. Kol cigari shol ma'ashen, he says, now he doesn't do this. He says, every cigarette that a person smokes is potentially can shorten a person's life 5 minutes, by 5 minutes. Okay? Yes, obviously, there's statistics, okay? Doesn't mean, you know, actually. A person is dying. You're not allowed to diminish his life by a second, do anything that would make him die a second earlier. And if you do, you're called a murderer. A person, therefore, who willingly smokes a cigarette and basically shortens his life by 5 minutes is a real murderer. He's killing himself by shortening his life. You're committing suicide over 5 minutes of your life. Right? 1 minute, 1 second of a Jewish life is there's no limit to its value. Okay? And I think this is the last one. Yeah. Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. He says like this, Lefizeb is manenu shokhichu harofin sha'adar abo ha'ishun mazik lebrios butla heter. He was talking about the heter of smoking on Yontif. He says, even though in the past there was a machlokas, whether you can smoke on Yontif or not, and we will discuss what the basic shaila was, today, where it's clear that smoking is harmful to health, no one holds it b'mut. That's he's talking about smoking on Yontif, and even though sometimes smoking is beneficial for certain things for certain people, it calms their nerves or whatever, but the detriment is much greater than the benefit. There were gedolim who smoked. Right? And now people are going to stop smoking. It's going to look bad on these great people from before. There's no problem with that. One thing he said, I saw that the tobacco's different today. And their tobacco taka didn't cause these problems, and today it does. Days, nirishim makubal shemol, then you'll do a hefsid, nefshav l'shav l'chol nefesh, v'hol k'nachro emes. And if in one generation they didn't know it was harmful, or they thought it was beneficial, right, then they had to go on what they knew at the time. Today we know differently. So the halacha changes because we know the circumstances are different. Okay. That's the letters from Gedolim.
When was that last tshuva?
What?
When was that last tshuva?
When was it written?
Yeah, was around the same time.
Zalmi Nechemiah, Mustafa was the same time. Second. Doesn't have a date. Okay, probably the same time because it was put in the book. It had to be written before. The book was printed in. The book was printed in 88. Okay. Now he has basically halachas over here. Based on all of this that we said, he says like this. First of all, there's a difference, what's it called? Rav Moshe, in an earlier tshuva, said that he can't aser smoking. Because the chashash of getting sick from smoking is a chashash rachok. Obviously, this is written before all the medical information became available. And therefore, you say, Shomer Psoim Hashem. That's what Rav Moshe said. Another reason is because the damage isn't immediate. It's over years or whatever, and it's only statistical kind of damage. You don't see a damage immediately. For those two reasons, they say that it's not proper to smoke, but to say that it's usur, halachically, is, you can't say. That Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe say. Now, later on, Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote, not like that. He says, "Umodi ani bazeh shemei olam lo hitzarafti l'dasa matir mesayishin gam bizmanenu." I never was counted among the ones holding a lot of smoke in our time, right? And he brings on the Chafetz Chaim, the Ber Moshe, all of these tshuvas that it's usher for sure to start smoking, right? And it's usher also to smoke as a chain smoker, to smoke where the evidence is not so great that a minimal amount of smoking, right, is not that dangerous to health. There you can't say it's usur min hadin, but it's not a good thing because one cigarette leads to another and it leads to chain smoking. So he says like this, Ein heter la'ashin harbe sigara l'siyom b'derech keva. It's usur, he says, today, all these poskim who said then that it's not so clear or whatever and therefore you can't usur it, today, based on what they said then, today, it's usur. And therefore, to be a chain smoker, to smoke a lot of cigarettes a day, every day, is usher for sure. Right? Because sakana, and that is clear. V'ulam ein lesser mi'ikra din ishun ma'at sigarios bi'akroi, kigon shtei sigar l'izil. But to prohibit mitzad hadin, not that it's preferable, not that it's advisable, but that it's usher mitzad hadin, to smoke no more than two cigarettes a day, that already, the statistics don't show that if somebody who only smokes two cigarettes a day, right, is going to have these terrible results. Okay, and therefore, what's it called? It's also usher to frequent places. This is interesting. Even somebody doesn't smoke, it's usher for him to be constantly in a place where other people smoking, because he's also smoking, right? Secondary smoke. So that's also usher. You know, if you have a job or something and you have to be in a place where everybody's smoking, it could be that you're not allowed to take such a job. What?
Could it be also losite mechshol?
Who? For the other people. Yeah, we're talking about the guy who smoked.
For him, for the person walking in, he's putting a mechshol for, because he's causing other people to...
To do what? To smoke?
To no. Cause damage to him.
No. That's not... they're doing it, whether he's there or not. Okay, then he says like this. He brings down a whole list of things here that smoking, he says 90% of lung cancer, right, comes only because of people who smoke. And he says every week in Eretz Yisrael, about 10 people die because of the effects, the direct effects of smoking and lung cancer. Other things, people have heart attacks. Because of what's it called,
hardened arteries 8 times greater for smokers than non-smokers. People who die because of circulatory problems is 5 times greater by smokers than non-smokers. And therefore, every cigarette basically shortens your life, right? And he says a person, therefore, who smokes, a chain smoker, shortens his life by about 13 years, okay? And this is clear from insurance companies, right? How they insure smokers and non-smokers. Berger's disease only comes to people who smoke. Person doesn't smoke, doesn't get it. Berger's disease is a very serious disease. It leads to amputations and whatever. And it's basically the number one killer is what's it called that leads to these terrible diseases is smoking. Okay, now he speaks about smoking publicly. You're not allowed to smoke in a public place. And even again, if you wouldn't cause any damage, but it causes people to be disgusted. People don't smoke are disgusted by the smell of smoke. And to cause somebody else to be disgusted is an isser d'oraisa. So this is an extra added isser, besides the fact that you're damaging people and causing them discomfort. And also he brings down, like we saw from Moshe, that if you do smoke and you cause people damage, you're responsible to pay for it. Okay? And there's no chazaka. You can't say, well, I've been doing it, nobody said anything till now, tough luck. Now if they decide, they can change their mind. Okay? And not only that, a person should not smoke in his own home. Because they have children who are there, right? And if, especially if they're ketanim, they can't be mocha. Right? Somebody else could be mocha, but a katan can't be mocha. He's a captive in his own house for secondary smoke. So it's usher to smoke in your own house if you have children, unless you have children who are older and they're mochel. Right? And it could be they're not really mochel either, and you saw the father. What? A cousin can't be mochel.
How can an adult be mochel?
Yeah, it could be can't be mochel either, right. Okay, selling cigarettes. Can you sell cigarettes? So first of all, since somebody can buy cigarettes somewhere else, lifnei ibra is only where you make the person able to do the Aveira, right, or harm himself, which he couldn't have done somewhere else. So lifnei ibra, it's not. You're mesayei ali day over Aveira. You're helping somebody do an Aveira. But here also, it's very possible that the person is not a chain smoker. And if he doesn't smoke more than 2 cigarettes a day, then could be that's permitted. So theoretically, a person's allowed to sell cigarettes to someone because he's not sure whether the person's a chain smoker or not. If he knows for sure, it could be he's not allowed to sell it to him. If he doesn't know for sure, he can assume that the person's not a chain smoker and sell him the cigarettes. Or you can give somebody a light if you're not sure if they're a chain smoker or not. Since smoking 2 cigarettes or less a day, you can't come under the that it's prohibited. It's not advisable, but it's not prohibited, yeah?
You don't go based on the rule that most people who buy cigarettes smoke more than 2 a day?
I don't know. Is that true? Yeah. I don't know. I don't
come up with
that.
Absolutely.
See? I hear.
So you go according to
Rove? The Chara, the Chumri, you have to go after the Rove. Yeah, you know that what's it called. So unless you know for sure that the person, then it would be also, yeah. You're Messiah de Ovreveira. Okay. So that's, there's another aspect here. But since it's late, I think I will save it for next time. I'm just going to tell you what it is, so you'll come back next week. This is all about cigarette smoking, and this is more the halachic aspect. There's also a hashkafa aspect about smoking cigarettes, which we haven't touched yet. And I want to speak about that. And Rav Moshe does speak about it in one place, where he also speaks about smoking other things than cigarettes, marijuana. And there are many people who think that smoking marijuana is not awesome. Right? Where's the Isser in the Torah? It could be glatt kosher, you know. I'm sure that they have marijuana with a hechsher on it too. I'm sure. Because people, you know, are very frum. And they make sure that they don't take it. It's not kosher. What is the Isser? Is there an Isser? Taking drugs, right? Is there an Isser to be a drug addict? Right? Or not even a drug addict, just recreational drugs, as they're called. Right? Is that Isser? Is that Mutter? Is this also part of... We're talking about smoking cigarettes. How about other things? So that, Mirza Hashem, we'll discuss next week.